keep picking your offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
This is The Oddcast with Dusty Angel.
I have had sex with another guy.
Desi.
I was drunk. God, leave me alone.
Robert.
And we went out, and I received some oral attention.
You're logged on and listening to Error FM, Channel 1.
Damn, that was completely taken out of context.
Is that poker music? Is that like Farmville music?
No, hold on. I want to know what the hell the intro said. You took something I said completely out of context.
Maybe.
See, you're trying to National Enquire me.
No, you just came out and we just, you know, put you on blast.
Yeah, no. What the
recording doesn't
lie. Yeah, what they did here.
You said it, not me.
Was I think after that, after I said I slept with a man. In the same room or something like that,
you
right?
You said, I've slept with another guy. Involved.
Okay. Devil's three-way. Let's clear that up. You're trying to ruin me, man.
I wouldn't say it's ruining you.
Damn you.
He's all worried. He's going to start getting hit up by guys on Facebook.
Exactly, yeah. I'm going to have like 18.
He's going to be thinking they're fans of the show and they're really just trying to get a piece of Dusty's ass.
damn you.
Well, Oddcast Land, welcome to the new format.
Yeah, welcome. How you guys feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Good. I like
chilling
it.
Like a villain.
I like it. I'm feeling right. We've kind of been hanging out all day, just getting a little faded. We did a little radio show with my buddy Bada Bing earlier. That was fun, huh?
Yeah, that was fun. I just wish he would have recorded it.
Yeah.
Oh, hold I up. Know. I wanted to listen to it.
I know.
Not even know what I said.
I don't even remember what we said either. I don't remember half this stuff.
I just
remember walking in there smelling like Pineapple Express.
Yeah.
You didn't remember saying what you said.
Yeah. It was a college radio station, and they are very censored. They're not like our beautiful Oddcast Land where you can say whatever you want. I think I may have walked the line and said a couple
of...
Oh,
we walked the line.
We didn't say anything in like really explicit. It was just kind of...
dirty talk.
Dirty talk, but kind of beating around the bush.
Yeah. And I may have said shit twice.
I thought we couldn't say ass. Uh-huh. And so instead of saying ass, at one point I actually said butt. Uh-huh. And then like, it doesn't even sound good when I said it, because it would have sounded a lot better. I said, oh yeah, if someone's going to pay to put some girl's ass in my face, okay. But I said butt, and I'm like, that sounded dumb. So
see, you need to cut that out. Some girl's ass in my face. I had some girl's ass in my face.
No, you see, there you go.
No, I will.
I had some girl's ass in my face. There, I said it better for you.
Well, I don't know if we mentioned this. We didn't get to mention this because we had Boogaloo Shrimp on the last show, and that was kind of a different show. But Desi, you got a nice little lap dance at Sam Phillips's
party. Spearmint Rhino.
Yeah.
She offered. You know, she asked me if I had gotten a lap dance yet, and I said no, I've never had one. So she bought me one. And she grabbed my hand, took me out, and then she told me to pick a girl. And I just picked the first blonde I saw in the dark.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, went into the little lounge. And
in retrospect, may not have been the best idea.
Yeah, I couldn't
see.
She was
a butterface.
Definite butterface.
But you know what? Hey, she let me touch. She said it was okay to touch. She put my hands in her boobs, and I just started touching.
That's
her ass and boobs.
So. Caressing.
Caressing nicely and softly like a girl.
Nice. Were they real or were they fake?
No, they were they were real.
They were real, little. Okay.
I wish I would have gotten one of the big fake ones, because I actually wanted to, Yolanda actually wanted to touch really big fake boobs. Mm-hmm. Or just not big ones, but fake boobs.
You know, I got a lap dance too.
From a woman?
Yes.
Wow. Thanks for wasting a good lap dance,
I know,
Robert.
That's what everybody should've was
gave
saying.
Should have gave it to Yolanda.
But Sam insisted that I should have one, because I told her it was my first time going to a strip club.
Uh-huh.
And I'd never had a lap dance before, which, duh.
Damn.
But, I mean, obviously so.
So since we've been hanging out, like, Robert, you've completely, like, kind of stepped out of Pleasantville, and you, you're kind of, you're testing the waters.
I've been hanging out in the door jam.
He's with the
crazies. Are you calling us the door jam?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I've been hanging out in the door jam between Pleasantville and Crazyville.
Okay. I thought he was calling us like...
You just gotta like, you know, fall. Just fall. Yeah. Like a crazy person wouldn't even think twice to jump off a freaking balcony. You just gotta do it.
But I'm not crazy.
But you gotta go.
But I can't.
Before we know it, Robert's gonna be like... doing it and like getting caught doing it.
He's gonna come walking in with some piercings and tattoos, and he's gonna come out with some candies on his wrist.
I do have two candy bracelets.
Oh, shit.
Did you get that from a rave?
From that party we went to.
Oh.
Where we had to break into the car. Remember
or
that?
Or where I had to go through the window, yeah.
Yeah, I got one from some guy. Oh, I got one from that guy, Chris. And then I got one from Glacier.
Candy bracelets?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're called candies. I show them.
Yeah, the cartoons. Candy bracelets. Yeah. Oh, okay, those things.
They're called candies. It's a rave thing. And then when you exchange them, you do the, what is it, Yolanda?
Candy.
Peace, love, unity, respect.
Oh, boy.
It's a little hand motion thing.
Aw, that's
hey, at least we're not hating. We're loving each
that's
other.
That's true,
man.
Yeah. Very because
everybody at those things are super nice. Like, you just talk to them, and they're just, you know, here, you want to exchange candies? Okay.
Very peaceful.
I think we should get one thing out of the way.
What's that?
That people may or may not have noticed.
Yeah, yeah.
Michelle's gone.
Yeah, yeah. We're a trio now. It's just me, Desi, and Robert. Yeah. Didn't work out, so we wish Michelle
like
the best.
Like the Three Stooges. Yeah. The Three Musketeers.
Which one's the bald one?
You.
You are.
No, but like the bald. No, I'm thinking Three Stooges. Never mind.
That's what she said.
I said
Three Stooges, Three Musketeers. Okay. I was thinking in three.
Curly is
I'm
the bald
curly,
one.
Okay.
Curly is the bald
okay,
one.
Cool. And you kind of mo-ish a little
I
bit.
I guess,
Desi.
Sure, why not?
And then he, yeah, there you go. No, wait. I don't know.
Larry. What are their names?
Well,
anyway?
I could be the one with the curly hair because when I wake up in the morning, my hair is like really wavy and curly.
There you go.
So.
I guess I'll be Larry then.
So, yeah, we're officially the
Three Stooges.
Is it Larry, Moe, and
Curly? Yeah, yeah. Or Mini Moe and Jack? Or wait, no, that's the tire guys.
Yeah,
that's Pep Boys.
Oh, well. Ah, damn it. Oh, well. Robert Desi's passing you the beautiful blunt.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us. Bringing it straight to your face, really raw, really uncut.
Well, tonight, a Las Vegas woman claims there's an image of Jesus on the lid of her toilet seat.
And now for the news.
Okay, so only in North Carolina could this happen to somebody.
Uh-huh.
But I got a North Carolina man violates probation to appear on Jerry Springer's show.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, what? Go ahead.
Yeah, it says a North Carolina man was sentenced to 3 days in jail for violating probation or leaving the state to appear on the Jerry Springer show. It says Richard Peterson, probation officer, spotted him on the TV program. Yeah, he was basically, I guess he watched him and saw him. Yeah, taped in Connecticut. And the 30-year-old man and his girlfriend got an all-expense-paid trip to appear on the show where Preston boosted about a one-night stand with a stripper.
Are you serious? So he... Oh, that's kind of stupid. Can we take a real quick guess, Robert and Desi? How many teeth do you think this guy has in his mouth?
Two?
Two. I was going to go 2 to 4.
Yeah, but picture this. It says, a video clip shows Peterson running around the stage, dodging swings from his girlfriend while the couple fought, and then the stripper started twirling around the pole.
What?
And then the stripper and Peter's girlfriend started to fight too.
My Jesus Christ! Yeah, I'm
but
gonna
only
just
North Carolina.
I was gonna say he had to be somewhere from the South. Yeah, but North Carolina, he's
probably
borderline.
His sister.
Yeah, probably. Huh?
That ain't his girlfriend. That's his sister. Or probably used to be his aunt, something like that.
God, what?
I mean, it is Jerry Springer after all.
Yeah, yeah. Jerry's not known for bringing, scholars on his show.
No, he's not.
Well, what about this? I mean, if you're gonna have sex in a crazy place, how about you stick around for the cops and not leave your girl there? I mean, Dateline Tacoma, Washington. Several officers responded to a 911 report of a naked woman tied to a tree in Point Defiance Park in Tacoma. The news says that they talked to the lady and she said the man left him there after they had a consensual rendezvous.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of cold. I mean, this dude, like, probably heard the sirens, heard the cops, and he's like, you know what? I'm out of here. I got warrants or something. Sorry, baby. Gotta go.
Can you imagine being left tied to a tree?
Yeah, yeah.
Naked.
Yeah, yeah. Hasn't happened yet, but I'm hoping it'll happen soon.
That's pretty embarrassing.
That's like the starting to a very bad movie.
Exactly. It really doesn't really get much better because somebody has to walk up and see you, and that can't be a good thing.
Oh, of all the most humiliating things that could possibly happen, I think being tied to a tree.
Pictures, YouTube.
I think being tied to a tree would be up there with being left handcuffed to a bed or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But a tree is just way more public.
Exactly.
I'd rather be left in a room tied to a bed than out in the public where people can walk by, children, friends can see me, family. And, you know, people take pictures. I mean, I know I would take a picture.
Oh, dude.
Oh,
if I was that cop,
take a picture.
If I was that cop, you better believe that shit. I put
it
on my phone.
And post that up. Douche of the day.
Anonymous on my YouTube page. I'd be like anonymous and shit, just post it. That would suck. Imagine.
Well, Destiny, you know, you were saying that you wanted to feel fake boobs.
Yeah.
Well, did you know that fake boobs also double as lifesavers?
Can you float with them in water?
That's true. You know, silicone does float. But this lady, she actually got shot, and the silicone implant saved her life.
What?
Because the D-cup silicone implant absorbed the bullet, absorbed all the shock, so she had a deflated boob.
Oh, wow.
Shit. That sounds like a spoof of a movie, too.
Oh, it's not even funny because this lady, after she got shot in the boob, her boob was flat.
Ah, see?
Because when she got, you know, her life was saved, but they weren't going to sit there and do plastic surgery on her boob to make it big again.
Yeah, she has Jenny Jones boobies now.
Jenny Jones boobies?
Oh, yeah. That was so bad. I should have made fun of that. Sorry, Jenny Jones. I'm going to hell for that one right there.
Oh, poor Jenny.
But no, seriously, could you imagine, like, that sucks, dude. That really sucks.
You know, speaking of public indecency,
uh-huh.
This is really a public indecency, but down in Australia, they got down thousands of Australians stripped down for a photo shoot.
I heard about this.
I did hear about that also.
Yeah.
It's this very famous photographer named Spencer Tunick. He likes to take group pictures of naked people.
Uh-huh.
Like, not in a sexual way.
No,
it's
just like, you know, that's what you think. Yeah.
I tried that on a girl. It didn't work once. I said, this isn't in a sexual way. It's art. And she didn't believe me.
And it says here that actually it was kind of funny because the straight participants found it kind of hard to embrace the gay participants at this event. You know, because you got straight guys, you got gay guys, and they're all just coming together to take a picture.
For art.
But, you know,
quote unquote,
penises have to dangle somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
What happens if the guy gets turned on? Is it a little embarrassing? You're naked. Exactly. And you see a girl, you're like, boop, boop.
Yeah.
It goes up, you know?
It's not hard for the gaydar, because whoever has the boner is the gay guy.
You're standing next to a guy, it's all, ooh.
Hey, what is that? Okay. Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry. I was just poking you. Excuse me.
Yeah, after hearing that damn intro, Robert, a couple of those guys will probably call me.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's all good.
This has been the news.
Yes, it has. So, Desi, I'm curious. Where's the craziest place you've ever had sex? Damn, you got to think that. There are that many. Let's see. There was the this and the that. You should see her.
Oh, probably outside.
Outside?
Outside, like... Basically outside on the curb on the sidewalk.
What?
Yeah, it was nighttime outside.
Really?
It was my idea. Slightly intoxicated.
Uh-huh. Oh, I was going to
Got caught by a car driving by, jumped into my car, drove away.
Wow.
Oh, God. Okay. This wasn't that long ago. It was while she had a car.
Oh, shit. Now,
I was outside.
Now, did this involve a man or a woman?
Oh, it was a man. It was my ex-boyfriend. It was outside his mom's house.
What?
Oh, you know what? No. Well, maybe my ex-boyfriend's mom's car, but not with him.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But not with him?
But not with him.
Oh, shit.
I know what you're talking about.
Wow.
I'm not going to say who.
Anymore.
That's pretty risky. That's pretty damn risky, man. Wow. Oh. So how the hell did that come about? How the hell did you manage to have sex in his car, but not with him?
It was someone in his family members. It was a party, like a gay guy's party, and we had like won some prizes from Pinata, like condoms and lubrication and stuff. And we were we had taken shots of tequila all night, and then we decided to go put the stuff into the car. I blacked out. Like I remember bits and pieces of this, and end up like, you know, we go to the car, and then next thing I know, I black out, and I come to you, and we're doing stuff in the car together.
Uh-oh.
Damn.
And then I remember blacking out coming to you, and I remember her saying, like, his mom's coming.
Uh-huh.
And I saw the mom's shadow, and I just stopped what I was doing and sat down. And
damn. Yeah. I mean, but, like, remember when we were kids? Like, seriously, when we first, like, started being sexual and shit? Like, that was – we were kind of like – kids start out as exhibitionists, I think, like teenagers, because – we have nowhere else to have sex. We got to find the bathroom at the park or the parents' house or our parents' house when, you know, they're at work or, you know, for the last 30 minutes. You know, we had to find places to have sex. It's not like now we have apartments and shit where we could just go to our house and
Well, does it
bang.
Make my story more interesting that it was my ex-boyfriend's brother's girlfriend?
Ex-boyfriend's brother. Oh, that makes it hell of a lot more interesting. That makes it a hell of. I had to wait. I was trying to think: is it a girl or a guy? Okay, so nice. That's pretty damn crazy, Desi. See, I have done crazy shit and had sex in crazy places, but the craziest place I've ever done it, and I think I've already told you guys this, but I never like really went into it. I had sex in church. In Robert, church. Where your sisters love to go.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so that's probably like the all-time, like if there is a heaven and I have to talk to God and meet my maker, he's gonna say, you asshole, you fucked in my house. God is gonna tell me that.
Well, that depends on what kind of God we have.
You know what? He may give me a high five. I may walk in and God may give me a high five.
Say, hey, yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, right.
I've been waiting for somebody to have the balls
you.
To do that.
I saw you.
Hey, teach me that move, man. Can you teach me this? You know, I'm God, but still, I don't know everything. So, yeah, that was kind of creepy. That was, you know, as a teenager. But, you know, like as I got older and, you know, was living with my mom, like all of us, we tried to, like, get that real quick. Sex in before mom got off of work, and we all kind of like timed it right and knew mom was coming home at 4:43. She's never past 4:43. She always comes, got to get the girl out by that time. I mean, that was my life for a long time, and I've been walked in on my mom, you know, me doing my thing, and my mom actually walked in on me.
Yolanda got walked in on once.
Yolanda?
Tell him.
Please tell us, Yolanda. You got walked in on your mom?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's get the details first. Once again, girl or guy?
Guy.
Okay, cool. Go ahead, keep going. So what happened?
God,
I had to put you on blast. Go.
This is Yolanda, our lovely friend of the podcast.
I don't know. I was just in the room going at it with my baby's dad.
Oh.
Baby's dad?
Now I know who
yeah.
he is.
Uh-huh.
And my mom comes barging in, and we're both, you know...
Okay,
he's on top
who's
of
I was just about to ask who he's on top.
He's
okay.
on top.
Let's walk through this. Okay, does your mom speak English or Spanish?
She speaks English.
Okay,
and Spanish.
Okay. Yoli, does she call you Yoli or Yolanda?
I'm Yolanda.
Yolanda, what the
both
hell
actually.
Are you doing?
No, she so, didn't say that.
Oh, what did she say? Please tell
no,
me.
No, she just walked in and she's like Yolanda, and then she like it was dark in there and she just sees his ass in the air.
Banging away.
She just walks out.
Wow. Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
Door. Yeah, that's kind of like what my mom did, and then she, like, later on just gave me the fucking fifth degree and just wanted to basically kill me, you know, but the initial thing was she asked me if I used a condom, and I said, yes, I did. She was like, okay, cool, good. But after that, she was kind of pissed, but, I mean, bathrooms, like, the bathroom there was this one park that everybody knew about by our school, by our high school, and basically that was the go-to place because the cops never went there. There was this
oh,
one little...
Oh, gross. Can you imagine all the nasty stuff
I know,
in that
yeah.
bathroom?
Know,
ew, right. Inexperienced teenagers.
Exactly. Shooting off
Yolanda
too early.
She did an arcade restroom.
In an arcade restroom? Nice, Yoli, nice. That's a good one. Well, how old were you when that happened?
You need a mic.
I was 16.
Yeah.
You're a whore. You're horrible.
Wow.
I was horrible.
Nice. What city was this in? What arcade was this? Because I may have.
Is that the arcade
it.
That we met at?
Yeah.
Oh, the arcade that we met at for the very first time.
Yeah.
Oh, Huntington Park.
Wow.
The underground arcade. I remember that. It was ghetto in there too.
It was.
Damn.
I went
we
in there.
Got
so
caught
your
money. Too.
You got caught?
Yeah. By some man who started banging on the stall.
Are you serious, dude?
Uh-huh.
Wait, you guys were in the boys' bathroom?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's just wrong, Yoli.
I was bad.
But you know what? It's all about being a kid. It's all, all about
young.
Being a kid. It's all about being a kid.
Does that make it any better?
You know what? It kind of does. If we're like 33 getting caught, well, I don't know. That still is kind of freaky because me and my lovely better half sitting over there on the couch.
It's even worse if you get caught and you're older.
Yeah, no, but the cop understands it more because we just tell him, hey, cop, you know, we're just trying to, you know, just have a little fun.
We're just
you know?
Trying to keep the spice.
Exactly. We lived it. That's why we're having sex in the police department. Sorry.
It doesn't matter if you're older, though, and you get caught by a police. Because they'll still think something.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't really matter in age.
Yeah, exactly.
Because,
so
I mean, come on, a celebrity. What's this guy? George Michaels got caught.
Oh, yeah.
In the restroom, and he was a celebrity, and they still busted
him. Exactly. And that other dude, that one, I think he was the governor. He was the governor of New York or governor of New Jersey or something like that. He got caught tapping. Yeah, exactly. Under the stall, trying to get some guy. Trying to act like, oh, no.
I dropped something. I was just trying to grab it.
Yeah, I thought the guy was going to drop his penis on the floor for me.
But trip out on this. One of our Facebook friends who listens to our show, she didn't want to give her name, but she wanted to tell a very interesting story of when she was outside having sex in weird places. So I want to read this story because I definitely told her that I'd share it with the world, but I can't give her name, unfortunately. One of our Facebook friends said, I had a boyfriend a few years back, and I was due to have my period within a few days. We ended up starting to have sex outdoors. I crawled and sat on his face for oral as he lay down. Then he started tapping at my thigh. I got off and looked, and I had not only come on him, he was covered in blood.
Oh!
Safe to say I didn't kiss him that night.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. That's horrible. Not with an H.
Now, all I'm going to say is there's like five girls who always like comment us on the page, on our fan book page, and say they listen and things like that. And I can't give her name, but it's one of those five.
Oh, God. I have an idea.
They're all going to stop commenting now.
No. We love them.
Yes, we do. Please don't. But I did say that I'd read that out. That would suck, especially outside, because like we don't have napkins, no towels, like nothing.
My,
you know, they don't have
that
nothing.
That is horrible.
Right? Oh,
it's probably like the worst thing can happen to a girl. I've never had that happen, but well, that specific thing. I've had an accident, but not like that. That's an extreme.
God, I'll never have to deal with that.
True that, Robert. True that. That's another. Hey, that's another. You know what? That's another chalk one up for the gays. Chalk one up for the gays.
No,
don't have to deal with
mass.
The period. Yeah,
I know. You don't have to. Your spouse can't tell you. No, it's that time of the month.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, they can't. That's true.
We can have. We get a week off each month.
And headaches don't stop guys, so that's not going to work either.
The guy's name was actually Larry Craig, that governor who was caught.
There you go.
Yeah, he was caught trying to solicit a guy. He said he had a wide stance. Yeah, I just have a
wide stance.
But apparently what they did, this park was like real popular, right, with like people going there to, you know, have sex, mainly guys. It was like a gay thing. Mm-hmm. And this guy knew it, Larry Craig, and he went. And you're supposed to like, what, tap under the thing?
I don't know, Dustin.
Oh,
I
I'm asking. Like, I'm asking Robert. Like,
Carlos,
Robert, don't you know this?
Carlos might know. That's where he gets his best dates.
No, thank God. No, I do not know.
Okay, but
this is
Minnesota, so I'm sure you wouldn't know anything. I hope you wouldn't know anything about that.
Carlos, have you had any odd places you've had sex? I know you've had odd places.
Just the railroad tracks.
The railroad tracks?
Oh, that's right. He did on the railroad tracks.
It was with an ex-girlfriend.
Day or night?
Like,
day or
during,
night?
Like, it was after school, like around 5 or 6. Maybe.
Not bad. Dusk? Is that what they call it? Dusk?
Yeah.
I don't know. Afternoon?
Dawn? Something. I don't know.
Evening?
Really? Yeah. So tell me, how the hell did that come about?
We used to walk through there to go home because it was like a shortcut. And we just started making out, and then...
Talk clearly, dude. Like, come on.
And then we just started, you know, we just had sex.
Nice, okay. So you're
what kind of sex?
Yeah, like...
Doggy style sex.
Ah, okay.
They look like two dogs in a backyard. Like, going at it. Can you picture them, like, naked? Just
no,
like,
but then that became
animals?
That became our spot.
Oh,
and then
God.
One time,
you
no, one time,
spot?
not just that. One time we were doing it on that side. There was like some bushes, dude. And I swear to God, the train was taking off. Like I could see the train, and there's only one guy out there in the back, but I don't think he's seen us.
Oh, even if he did, I don't think he'd say anything.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he probably wouldn't. Like,
he probably would have
took
done
care
something
of his,
else.
Been like, yeah. Woo!
Speaking of having sex outside, I just had to like bring this up because I couldn't imagine being caught doing this, but imagine having sex outside with an animal.
What?
Yeah,
what?
No, seriously, no, but no. The reason why I brought this up is in Washington State, it's totally legal to have sex with an animal in public as long as it weighs less than 40 pounds. That's a truth.
What kind of animal can you have sex with?
Are you serious?
I am reading weird
that's
laws
so
in America. In Washington State, it is totally legal to have sex with an animal as long as it weighs less than 40 pounds.
Is that why everyone has, like, a lot of chickens and stuff up north.
I chicken for a while.
Hey, Robert, do you remember, I think it was Awatuki Sue or something like that from the Tom Likas show back in the day when like there was this one person, I guess. No, never mind. I'll take that. It was this one person who got caught having sex with like a horse or something in Washington State and mm-hmm. got caught and all that. But basically, that's why he got in trouble, because the horse weighed more than 40 pounds.
Oh, my God.
I mean, not even the fact
that he was having sex with an animal. It's like, oh, this thing weighs over 40 pounds.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like, really? Okay.
You're breaking the law.
What difference does that make, though? I don't get that.
I'm trying to figure it out. They fat animals don't get love, too, or what? I don't know.
No love for the fatties?
No love for the fat-ass pigs. I don't know.
That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. See, even animals are disgraced against.
I'd hate to be an animal over 40 pounds.
Yeah,
under
40 pounds living, like, in that state. I'd be like, oh, my God, I get raped by... You got to be careful you get raped over here.
Oh, God. Wait, does it only have to be in public?
Dude, put your tail down. Your tail down.
Does it have to be in public?
Yeah, like? Yeah. Well, that's most people don't keep animals.
Can you imagine
someone
on the street corner doing their cat?
What are you doing?
It's like, what in God's name are you doing to that cat?
I love this pussy.
And it's perfectly normal, but you see someone doing their dog and it weighs a little bit more. They're like, oh my goodness, somebody call the police. What are you doing? And the guy next to him is boning the cat, like, oh, leave him alone. He's under 40 pounds. It's okay.
You got a dog doing a chihuahua, and then
he's
got a dog
just obeying the law.
Trip out on this, Robert and Desi. The fact that, like, the exhibition thing, it's not like this new thing that, like, just came with porn and all this stuff. It's been going on for a long time. Back in 1916 was the first ever known case of sex on a plane.
What?
And keep in mind, 1916, when
that's
planes
when the
weren't
Mile
perfected.
High Club started?
Exactly. And it wasn't perfected, obviously. But this is the trip. It wasn't a passenger. It was the actual pilot. Pilot was the one having sex, and he is the one who probably contributed to the Mile High Club thing that people
started.
Sounds
like he started it.
Yeah. 1916. Trip out, though.
Wow.
Planes were like 6 years old then, weren't they? Like, didn't the right people do their thing in like
yeah,
early 1900s,
right.
Dog? That's... I mean, no.
It doesn't surprise me, though, that one of the first things people do and one of the best inventions in the world is have sex.
Yeah.
That just goes to show
you. I had sex on a plane. Yep. And you didn't. You haven't done it yet because planes aren't that popular.
Yeah.
It just goes to show you, you know, how perverted our society really is.
And we're not doing anything new.
Hey, but I'm not saying I wouldn't have sex on a plane.
It's just like when you get a new car,
though.
You got to break it in. you have to.
That's true. No, that's definitely a must, actually. You're exactly right. You got to break in that new car with your girlfriend or boyfriend, whoever. You got to have sex in it in public. It's a must. Ain't that right, Denise?
I'll think about that next time I'm sitting in your car, Dustin. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, dude, you're sitting on my couch right now. Could you imagine what I've done on my couch? Look, dude, don't worry. I Lysol it all the time, anytime.
Yeah, well, she looks appalled.
No, he doesn't.
My son.
I know
here.
He doesn't.
I promise.
They sit in the back seat of my car.
Oh my god.
I don't. I'm always in the front seat.
Oh, fucking
you've been back there.
What you don't want to touch is that white computer right there. So just kind of stay right away from that computer right there. That's the devil. Okay.
That's thanks.
I think the back of my car would probably be the weirdest place that I've done it.
Really, the back of your car? Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, yeah, that was like my first. That was my intro into exhibitionism. So you kind of tell us about when you left Pleasantville for a second and did that in the back seat of your car.
Yeah.
Robert, I can't even picture you in the back seat of your car.
You really want to hear this?
Sure.
Well, it was pretty, you know, straightforward.
Uh-huh.
Went out, had some drinks,
uh-huh.
and then I went back to the car, and then I drove him home.
Uh-huh.
Before he went home.
Yeah, it's digitized.
Got some
oral
going
pleasure.
On back there.
Yeah. Okay. All
right. I'll let you use your imagination.
Okay, I am because my stomach's already starting to...
Exactly.
So, that's...
Oh, but I did get a blowjob, like, in somebody's backyard once.
Okay.
I get in the middle of the day.
Okay, like, see, we're going to get all the shit out of him, Desi. Because I know there's stuff in there. He can't
what?
Be all
that's
Pleasantville.
Not even that weird, though.
Nah. No, it's not.
It was
it's
in
not.
Somebody's backyard. Nobody could see. At least I hope nobody could see.
I used to do that at school a lot in high school.
At
that was
school?
Like another one, yeah. Like the side of the buildings by the bungalows. All
Where
that
was
shit.
This stuff happening
Baseball
when I was
field.
In school?
You know what? I was just out there doing my thing. I was a horny little kid. Nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed.
Not much has changed. As you can see from the porn laying around every. Oh, no, I hit it. I hit it all. Cool.
Did, oh, yeah, because we had a special guest last week.
That's yeah, I had to, like, kind of hide it over the last week, so.
And your son was here last week. I hope it's not.
Yeah, see, whenever he comes, I have to, like, kind of hide the porn. But one day he's going to find my porn one day.
Oh, he probably knows where
yeah,
it is now.
He probably does. I think he does.
I would doubt it.
Yeah. I've done it at school.
You have to?
Yeah, and I did it under, you know, in HP, at under the.
Huntington Park?
Yeah, uh-huh. Under the gas bleachers. In the field,
yeah,
you know how they face Lawson, and there's like all these right there on the wrestling mats, dude.
Nice.
I know. I put my jacket down, dude.
Nice. Yeah, school was one of my favorites, dude. The bleachers, right?
And by the 300s, all the way on top.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and then I found out that they had a camera there. I don't know if it worked or not.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I've been in the media center room for HP.
I did in the garage port at a club in Hollywood. And there was a camera there. We noticed afterwards.
Because
we were up there arguing at first, and then it turned into something else. And then, then we looked over and we see like a camera, like, oh shit, let's get out of here.
Yeah, there's a website of like security cam, people getting caught having sex on security cam. Because people like that shit.
What? Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. There's a website dedicated to that. It's a big deal. It's a thing. People like to watch. And these are all security guards who...
What's the website address?
You know what? I bet if you just go to... If you porn it and you porn security cam, you'll find it right there.
Oh, probably.
Because these people, like... These are security guards, like you said, Desi. After the fact, after you guys have already boned away, you saw the security camera. Oh, the dude was already up there beating his meat. He was doing his thing.
Nobody looks at those. Who's going to stare at a garage port? Like,
you've been on porn before. You just didn't know it.
You just didn't know it. As a matter of fact, that's where I'm splitting.
Oh, goodness gracious, no.
Can you imagine if that something like that came back to haunt you?
My biggest
something
fear.
You didn't even know existed?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Big fear of mine.
That would be horrible.
Big fear of mine, yeah.
Like you're running for office or something, and somebody comes across you on a fucking... garage porn. Cam.
Oh my god. You know, popular somehow.
So you want to be Senator Destiny Herrera? Well, we have this picture.
No, I've really Googled myself. Like I've checked in every name that anyone's ever known me as and like Googled everything and YouTube.
I'm afraid
to. No, I looked around like just to see if I could find anything on myself and I couldn't find anything. But my Facebook on Google.
See, that's good. So I try to keep my real name not too much out there because I'm so I don't want people like, oh, I remember you from high school, all the stalker crazy bitches and all that shit. No, crazy, because most of them I had sex with in public because they're crazy. They're crazy. Let's do it right here in front of my mom's door. She's gonna walk out in 30 seconds. Go, hurry, fast.
What, really?
No. But no, I mean, obviously
30 seconds.
Because that's kind of
like,
crazy.
But like when mom would fall asleep, obviously when you had high school girlfriends and the mom would fall asleep, we got pretty risky. I mean, let's be real. You start playing with each other and you try. Okay, I'm just gonna put it in real quick.
You know, mom's fast. Sleep way too heavy.
My ex-boyfriend's mom used to always walk to our door at the wrong time. I swear, it was like as if she knew or something.
They know.
You'd be in the middle of it, and all of a sudden you get like a knock at the door, like her calling your name, and like it's like what? And she starts talking, or like okay, we'll be there in a minute, and she continues to talk, and it's like just leave. We'll be out there right now. Wait, like it's like oh my god, like give me a chance to get dressed or something. Like yeah, she did it a few times. It's quite annoying.
You know, one time I had my pet save me from getting caught by the cops having sex in a parking lot.
What?
Yeah, me and my ex, I was driving the car, right?
Uh-huh.
And we were gonna go to the store, but we parked, like, there was some parking lot right where we lived at.
Uh-huh.
And we parked right there, and she was already in the back seat with her, like, pants unbuckled.
Uh-huh.
And I had my cat with me. And I was, like, gonna jump to the back, and then I see the cop lights. And then I was like, oh shit, I was like, it's the cops. And then I was like, get out of the car. And then I'm like, I get out of the car, right? And then I'm like, we're just looking for my cat. I was like, we found her, she ran out. And I just picked her up and I like showed him. And he's like, all right. He's like, you guys be careful. And then I was like, oh fuck, dude. But my ex-girlfriend's like pulling up her pants, dude, at the time. She's retarded. Yeah, but he didn't like notice.
Yeah, he's really good at lying.
Yeah,
I
dude.
Think you lied to my sister once,
you carry,
too.
You carry a cat around with you everywhere you go?
No, I can just like talk and lie. And that's really bad.
He lied to my sister once. Our dog had pooped on the floor. And he cleaned it up. And She was all like, you know, he just cleaned up like whatever with toilet paper, and she's like, you cleaned it up? He's like, yeah. And she's like, how? And he's like, with toilet paper. And she's like, that was it? And he's like, no, I used Lysol from the bathroom. And he didn't even use it. I saw him like look, pause for a second, and I remember seeing that in the bathroom. And like he just said that, and she believed him. And I knew he was lying. I went up to him later in the day, and I told him like he was lying. Like, you know, I don't know, it was funny at the time.
It just flowed out of his mouth.
Yeah, it just flowed so naturally. It was like, dude, you're a good liar.
He's habitual.
That's good stuff, though. Hey, that takes you a long way. That should take you a long way.
It has its benefits.
It helps sometimes. Yeah. I like it sometimes.
Oh, it helped me out of a DUI, or driving with intoxicants. It helped me out of a DWI. I'm not gonna say I lied in court, but.
Oh yeah, I think I was telling you earlier. I got pulled over by the cops like a few days ago, and they pulled us over because the guy I was with, his plates were like not. I guess he didn't have plates because the car was just bought or whatever. And so they pulled us over, and I had like my eighth of weed on me, and he had no license. So they pull us over and they like take, you know, us out of the car, search us, all this bullshit. And the cop was being like a dick. And pretty much in the end, he ended up giving him a ticket and taking my weed away from me and making me crush it into the floor. He's like, I'm going to make you crush it into the earth. Because he was like, I could give you a ticket and you a ticket and impound your car for 30 days, blah, blah, blah.
That's BS.
Because when I told him I had a medical marijuana card, he's like, oh, you have that bullshit card? He's like, West Covina doesn't support that card. And I'm like, all right, well, what do you want me to do? Give me a ticket then. Like,
that's a trip. You know what, Desi? Speaking of cop cars, and I don't know, Danish people, where are they from? Dutch. Where's
Holland?
Dutch. Holland. Exactly. Holland. Good job, Desi. Okay. Good job. No, it's funny because I actually had this this story of a couple in Holland who, because in Holland, it's you can have sex in public and not get in trouble for it.
Wait.
Yes, you can. You should. Let's rewind that.
Back that shit up.
In Holland, it is not against the law to have sex in public. It does not.
I just got your next drop for next week.
It's not at all.
So if you see somebody just kind of like, walking, like, oh, they're doing it.
It's like, oh, that makes me want to do it.
A lot of that European porn is.
You just start watching it. You start touching yourself. Like,
wait, is it against the law to masturbate in public?
See, that's the better question.
Because I mean, if people are going to be having sex in public, you're going to have people want to masturbate in public.
That's the better question. See, because I'd be the guy.
That's
never mind.
Gross. Everyone's outside at this one park, just having an orgy or something.
Imagine.
Some just watching and playing with themselves, and there's some just doing it.
Oh,
there's a story that came out not too long ago of a couple that they only got off if they had sex in crazy places. So that's why they specifically moved there, and they actually got caught having sex on top of a police car. On top of a Holland official police vehicle.
Was it against the law?
No, it wasn't. The police couldn't do anything but tell them to get off of their car. So they moved there specifically so they can have sex in crazy places. And I don't know what's in Holland, but apparently there's windmills and shit and all that. Yeah. So maybe
that'd be kind of cool to climb up to the top of a windmill.
I wouldn't mind. Yeah. I wouldn't mind either. Like tying myself to one of the windmill fans and just like going in a circle.
Oh my God.
Let's get a little extreme.
So yeah, I don't know. If anybody out there needs to have sex in weird places to get off, move to Holland. That's where it's cracking. Because you can't do shit in America, man.
No, you can't.
Like, America's
supposed to be a free country.
You can barely
and we
smoke
have all
weed.
You can have sex with animals under 40 pounds, but you can't freaking have sex in public.
I don't get that.
Yeah, our laws are like really, really
I think I'd rather have my kids watch two people have sex than watch a guy fuck a chicken.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, honey, he's doing it because it's under 40 pounds. But I don't get it, Mom.
It's perfectly fine. It's just because
Can I
somebody.
Do that when I grow up? It's just a rabbit.
It's because somebody or one person probably bitched and complained about something
one.
So much or once that they had to make it into a law.
That's it. Just one person.
Someone keeps fucking my cow.
That's it. I don't want nobody fucking anything over 40 pounds.
Yep.
Now imagine the guy that actually lobbied for that bill.
The guy who signed for that bill.
No.
Like,
no, the guy that asked for it. He's like, okay, let's not. I don't. It doesn't need to be completely illegal, but let's just make sure that. How much does my cat weigh?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, goodness.
35 pounds.
Okay,
40 pounds. 40 pounds. No, no sex with animals under 40.
So, Senator Robinson, we understand that you breed kittens.
Yes,
correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. We just want to make sure there's no correlation to the law and to, you know, your.
No.
Oh, okay. Somebody look into this.
You see, you know, animals that are over 40 pounds.
Uh-huh.
There's just too much room in there.
Can you explain? You know what? Fuck it. We're out of tacos. All right, screw it. Somebody sign it. All right, screw it. That's probably how that shit went down. Straight up. Oh, man, that's
somebody
horrible.
Started a powwow, and he wanted to hurry up and get out there.
Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah. Oh, I got to be home. Wife's cooking meatloaf. Come on.
All right, no, over 40 pounds, fine. Or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, 40, whatever. Uh-huh, yeah, yeah. He was probably texting at the time and shit.
Where do I sign?
So I and I'm not going to regret this because I've already quit all these jobs anyway, but I used to have sex at work a lot, dude.
Did you?
Oh, big time. Like, because I was always doing office jobs and shit, and, like, I would close up sometime and stuff like that. So
I did at my job,
I wish
too.
I had more sex at work.
Really? Yeah, it was
that'd
fun.
Been fun.
I only did it once at Ritz.
At Ritz? What's Ritz?
Ritz Camera.
Oh, okay.
In
okay.
Redondo Beach.
Oh, okay.
Does it count if you do you have to do it in your place of work, or can you go out for a lunch break and do it?
No, it has
that's
to be at
cool,
work.
That's still cool, but it has to be at work. Oh. Yeah, yeah, it has to be at work.
Well, then I guess it don't qualify.
It felt yeah. so weird and scary. It was like, scary but weird. It was, like, weird but scary at the same uh-huh. time. But, like, it was cool. It was like, haha. And I, like, the next day I was just thinking, like, everyone who was, like, going in that place where I was yeah. at, I was like, little do you know what I was doing there last night.
Let's do
I'm
it on
sorry,
this.
I was thinking that.
Let's do it on this bitch's desk. I don't like her anyway. She gets there the next day. Why is there dried glue on my desk?
Oh, ew. You know what was really freaky? And it reminds me of people having sex at work. So I worked, when I worked at the camera place, there was this guy that managed a store down in Redondo Beach. This guy was a total fucking perv.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The same store I worked at?
Yes. His oh, favorite thing was drawing pictures of penises.
Come again?
Penises.
Okay.
Peni.
Yeah. That's, I was actually
male phallus.
Really? Yeah. Are
but
you
not,
serious?
Not just penises. Big, huge ones with veins and big hairy ball sacks and everything. He loved to draw that shit.
Was he gay?
No.
He wasn't.
But he liked it. He liked also this. Working in a camera store is very easy for him to do this. But he liked to have sex with his wife in front of a mirror.
Okay.
And hold a camera and snap some pictures while they were doing it.
Okay.
Into the mirror. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can raise my hand to that one. That's yeah. hot. Yeah, that's kind of turning me on right now. I like. It's a certain shot that you won't understand. You probably, but yeah, when you have the camera behind and the mirror's right there and the reflection, you just see the ass.
I just
want to
make your
sorry.
Own porno.
No, all he would see is his ass.
Okay.
I've already made my own porn.
Okay.
Three times.
Yeah, I've made some porn.
Maybe more.
Myself, but I keep it well. I make sure I know where that shit is 24 hours ago. No. I wake up in cold sweat. Okay, it's right here.
My memory card is lost somewhere in my house. And it's got all these videos on it. I hope somebody doesn't find it, because then they're going to be like, whoa. That. Restroom time with Carlos and Heather.
I'm telling you, you're somewhere on YouPorn too, dude.
Probably.
I think we all are, like, seriously.
Yeah.
Because I can't even.
I don't really care. I've sent so many pictures and done so much stupid shit about that.
I only have one memory card. I'm not doing anything sexual, but uh-huh. I'm letting my friend. I'm drunk and I'm letting my friend wax me down there, and you can kind of see a little bit of something. So uh-huh. That's the only thing I think I might have put away, but I'm not sure what memory card it's on. But I think it got washed in the washer by accident. Ooh. I don't even think it works anymore. But I don't
Let's
know.
Let's hope not.
Yeah, I think I have it put away, but
see, exactly, we all
think,
wake
up
right?
Yeah,
exactly, you better, because I do.
I'm gonna start my own company where I send pictures and people send me money for a little.
You already do that.
I know. I'm gonna start an actual company and I'm gonna, like, copyright it.
There's a company like that.
But I'm gonna start.
Porn.
It's
on
called
the internet.
Every website on porn.
I got
porn.
About 200 tapes that you can borrow right now. Tapes. I'm so old school.
You know what you could do? You could make your own app.
That would be awesome. Here,
pretty sure they might
pictures
have
of yourself
yeah,
naked
and then,
all day long,
sell them and
just put them on there. People just download the ones they want.
Yeah,
and let your porn name be Señor Te.
Señor
Te.
Señor
Te. Señor Te. AKA Charles.
Mr. T.
AKA Charles.
Pity the fool.
Charles.
A pity the fool.
You got pity the fool.
No, he's Pepe.
The pity
has anybody
the fool.
Ever done
don't
it
buy
in,
my pictures.
Has anybody ever done it in a movie theater?
No.
Yes. No. Yeah. Not. Sex, oral.
Uh-huh. Oral, okay. Yeah.
In HP, I ditched school.
At the one on Pacific?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I ditched school.
I used to go there, but I never did anything.
Yeah, I was like in 10th grade, and I was, come on, dude. Yeah. I'm like 15, 16.
Oh, that's where I was cracking, yeah.
Yeah.
My
yeah.
mom wondered why I used to go to the freaking movies so much. Why do you go to the movies again?
I love
movies.
Oh, I
love movies, mom. I want to be Siskel and Ebert. I was going to get hit, dude. I was going to get dome.
Hey, honestly, if I would have known about it and would have been able to, I probably would have done the same
I'm
thing.
I'm telling you, man. The theater, because that was my mission as a kid, was to find places to have sex. I couldn't do it at home, and I needed sex because jacking off was boring. So I everywhere. I had to. Theaters was, that was my favorite. And drive-ins now. Robert, this drive-in right down the street from your house, uh-huh. the only drive-in basically left in Los Angeles. Uh-huh. Oh, man. I pass by cars and you see asses in the air.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, people go to the drive-in just to bang. Yep. Seriously.
See, that's why there's so many trucks there and vans.
Exactly. See, exactly.
It's comfortable.
There's only two people in the car. Why do you have such a big car with you?
Yeah.
Tinted windows. Why aren't you watching the movie?
Windows fogged up and shit.
Yep.
Not seriously.
If you got a car that big, you can park just about anywhere. Get it on in there.
True.
Seriously. But I would have, I don't know why drive-ins aren't more popular. Like, I'd have a drive-in that you could come to and just have sex and, like, hey, pay, all right, $20 to get in.
You know, don't you remember that news story I had about the couples having sex in bathroom stalls? Uh-huh. And you pay for it?
Exactly.
So you can do one like that.
See?
You know, they just have a place
a
where people have sex. They have motels, same difference.
Exactly.
So
see, dude?
Yeah, a drive-in sex lot.
See?
That's not a bad... We should buy
That's not a bad
a
idea because people who can't have sex at home can go to a lot and have sex without getting in trouble
by the
police.
It has to be in Nevada.
You know what we'll call it?
What?
Parking lot.
And it'll be...
You can park.
We just won't care that they're having sex
exactly.
in the car.
Exactly.
And don't charge as much as a... Don't charge so much.
Hold on. Nobody... I see where you're going.
And we'll call it X marks the spot.
We have no overhead.
No.
We don't have to pay anything. It's just for the parking lot.
Land.
There's already one of those in Long Beach.
Oh, yeah.
You can go there and hook up.
Off of ocean.
You don't have to worry about getting...
No, you won't get in trouble. We'll have to keep it on the DL, but, you know, word spreads fast.
Exactly.
Don't charge so much. You know, charge like a movie ticket price or something.
Yeah.
Something that's affordable for a date.
Yeah. And we could have somebody walk up and down with cigarettes or something. Hey, you need some cigarettes.
Take you camping, honey. Take her to the secluded spot. I just wanted to look at the stars with you tonight. Maybe you're taking it's like, you know.
We're in
Isn't this that place everybody does it at?
We're in a CBS
this
parking
a hookup spot.
That'd be horrible, dude. That'd be horrible. Man.
Horrible with a W.
Yeah.
That's the best kind of horrible.
That's the best kind of horrible.
I swear, we come up with all these stupid ideas all the time. We don't do crap with them.
I know.
We
need to start. We really
like my drive-through flowers shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We really need to. Did you guys see that? What's that movie? Crank. One of my favorite movies, actually. Crank. Crank 1 and Crank 2.
Mm-mm.
Oh, you guys haven't seen it.
I've seen them.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Yo, Leo, know what I'm talking about in this. Remember when it's about a guy whose heart, basically the whole thing revolves around his heart and him trying to get his heart pumping and all that. So him and his girl start fucking on the
racetrack.
Yeah, the racetrack, the fucking horses, and they're just banging
that
away
was crazy.
In front of everybody. I was like, that's the ultimate.
They were
right
going
there.
At it.
Yeah, because it was keeping his heart moving. Like, he was like, come here,
the
fuck
adrenaline.
Me.
Yeah.
It was a trip.
Yeah, I didn't see the movie, but I do remember the preview for the second one.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Left her on the racetrack.
Yeah, he ran.
Uh-huh.
See, that's how it happened. He's probably the same dude that left the chick with the tree and shit.
Yeah.
He just needs something to bang real quick and then run.
I just needed some adrenaline.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Go!
I'm gonna die.
Actually, he does that twice. He leaves her in the first movie.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly. It was like a running joke. Yeah, uh-huh. That they did. Good movies. I would say check them out. Yeah. Very good scenes. Very good scenes. Speaking of real quick movies and sex and crazy people, remember you told me a couple shows ago to check out United States of Terra?
Yeah.
Checking it out.
Mm-hmm.
Loving it.
I told you know what? You're lucky. Finish this season.
Okay.
Because the new season starts on the 22nd.
Okay, cool. Cool.
Yeah.
So I'm only two seasons in.
Next season's the next.
I'm liking
season.
The chick. I'm liking her. Like, yeah, see, I would take her everywhere.
Show.
I would.
We were. It's funny because me and Carlos were watching the first episode last night.
Uh huh.
Because he wanted to watch it after I told you about it. And it's funny that
you
did the same thing.
Oh yeah.
Now I think I'm split too, dude.
Especially
when I drink. Whoa. It's not me anymore.
That's Demona. No, I really think so too. But I was telling Denise when I was watching it with her, I would have taken advantage of that shit. Four different personalities, we'd have been doing it everywhere. Because she wanted, I mean, a lot of those, they wanted to, like right here. They really wanted to do it, you know?
They don't do that.
I know. See, that sucks. I'm like,
well, that's their own agreement.
He loves his girl, I know.
Keep the marriage interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I
said. Oh, everywhere.
I mean, it's you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not his fault you're fucking crazy in the head and can't be yourself all the time.
Exactly.
He's a little bit crazy because he's only in love with one of the personalities.
I know.
See, he's technically in love with one. How does he know that's her actual personality and not just like one of the other ones? Exactly. That's just the one she's usually.
I like tea.
You know what? It's because Tara, the actual Tara, she's, you know, put together. All the other ones are like one personality trait is to the extreme. Like, you know, the little girl one, the 15-year-old, she acts like a fucking idiot. And then there's one that's a housemaker, and she dresses like she's in the 50s. So again, it's an exaggeration of different parts of her personality.
Okay. Like they split. Like,
yeah.
I think that shit is his aunt. I would definitely have used her to the fullest. We'd be married forever. I understand why they've been married for 17 years, but I don't know. I'm still trying to figure the guy out.
Could you see? You need to see the It.
The It?
Yeah.
What's that?
The one of her personalities.
Ah, see, scary. You aren't supposed to say nothing. Spoiler alert!
That's not too much of a spoiler, but we already spoiled it last time.
Yeah, true.
And actually, if you haven't seen this season yet, you're missing out, so no spoilers there.
Nah. Okay. I'm liking it. Yeah, see, I would have, like, the younger one. No, I think I like the housewife. I'd be, like, banging her at school. Like,
you couldn't bang her that way, though, because she doesn't do that. She's a prize.
Well, she'd be in it for a hell of a fucking surprise.
Exactly. Thank you. Somebody's getting raped
tonight. The reaction on her face is going to be awesome.
Yeah, can't
bend
wait
that bitch over. She's going to be like, oh dear.
You ever want to try the rape fantasy?
Was it because I burned the eggs this morning?
Yeah, that's why.
Exactly. Yeah, you know what it's like to have a thing in your butt? Nope. Now you're going to, honey.
I knew I should have scrubbed the toilet today.
Exactly, bitch.
That's so wrong.
Yeah, that is. But think of all the like that those lucky boys whose teachers hit on them and like they actually had sex. Do you think they did it in class?
You know what? If those teachers were hitting on me when I was young,
it'd have been.
I might not be gay now.
You know what? Good point. See, we might as well have more teachers hitting on kids because that shit makes a kid happy. That doesn't. Is it rape? Really? Come on now, think about it.
Nah.
I never really had any hot teachers, so.
Uh-huh.
But see, it was just weird for me to look at my teachers in that light. I just saw myself as an authority figure.
I had a couple.
Yeah, I had a few.
Mine weren't hot. Even the girls and the guys, none of them were hot.
I told you about my teacher that looked like Gloria Estefan, right?
No, I like Gloria.
I didn't tell you that?
Nah, you didn't.
My teacher looked just like Gloria Estefan from the...
I love her. Ooh, she's hot. Yeah. She's hot.
Those days.
Gloria! I like her a lot.
No, she was hot. Her name was Miss Goldolian.
Really?
See, I remember meeting her. She did look like her.
She said that she actually pretended to be her one time at a concert, just like to get in.
Damn.
See, and it worked.
Mine was Miss D. Everybody at Downey High wanted to bang Miss D. She was hot. Yeah, she was hot. Then there was the trainer who was like the football trainer who like, you know, tied us up when we were hurt and put bandaged us up. I'm going back to being tied around. But there was always that thing like when she's tying your leg, you're like, damn, what if she just like tells me right now, hey, big boy,
take me.
Yeah. I think all the kids, all the football players had that fantasy of banging a teacher at school. That's like the ultimate. You've been ultimate pimp for doing that one. I gotta say, if I met a dude who did that, props to you, buddy.
Yeah.
Straight up. Teach me, please.
You know, I take that back. I probably would still be gay because I remember having a crush on a guy teacher when I was in 7th grade.
Yeah, so
I wish I had
always
a hot teacher. Damn, I had nothing good to look
too, at. Because he was like Amerasian, so he had like all the perfect features of an American mixed with an Asian.
Uh-huh.
He was just really good looking. I remember that.
Interesting.
That was a long time ago. But also in the same year, I had a crush on my other teacher.
See?
Her name was Miss Dixon.
You could be your bi.
I was confused.
I don't know.
Miss Dixon?
I don't know.
Miss Dixon.
Miss Dixon.
She was cute, though.
Dixon what? Hey.
My teachers look raunchy or like
old.
This old or like moms.
Big asses. Like, how did the teacher get? There's a certain ass that certain elementary teachers
have. I had a teacher
have.
That
it's called
sweat.
The secretarial spread.
Is it from sitting on your ass
all
day?
Yes, it goes flat.
Just like, you know. Horrible. Just like big, I'm sorry, anybody out there who's a larger person, but big fat people who sit on their asses all day, they have a flat ass, you know, a compressed part of their ass.
Take a look.
I'm not joking.
No, you're right. It's shaped like a triangle, kind of like almost. It has this weird triangle shape. Like, I don't know. Like, I've seen some.
Think about that when you're eating something fattening.
Yeah.
Think about how you're standing when you're eating it because Uh-huh. If you're sitting down, you might.
Yeah.
It just sucks when they wear spandex. Gonna collect.
Spandex.
Sucks when they wear spandex.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I'm just saying.
Again, no offense, but you should know
then
what you
should.
Because
you see every definition
wear.
Of I know. Every.
It sucks when they have like a big camel toe and like a flat ass, a flat triangle ass. It's horrible. That sucks. That's why
I feel bad now.
Treadmills are nice. I mean, I kind of feel bad, but I don't. We can be assholes sometime, but
I'm not being an asshole. I'm just saying. I mean, if somebody hasn't told you already, please don't wear that.
Yeah. Yeah. True. I mean, look in the mirror. Somebody.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just trying to say it to protect those out there from being mocked.
Just trying. You're doing a good deed.
This is a public service announcement.
Thank you. PSA from the Oddcast.
There you go.
Spandex are not for everyone.
Yes.
Spandex are not for everyone.
Not
Jesus
for
Christ.
Everyone, not at all.
I mean, I've seen some. The only thing that spandex do make everybody, every girl look nice is the monk. The front.
Oh.
Everything looks nice in spandex. I'm just keeping it real. Just like there's not really any bad boobs. Like, all boobs are nice. Like, boobs, little ones, big ones. Pear-shaped ins.
As long as they're grabbable.
As long as they're grabbable.
Yeah. You got a nipple, I'm there. I'm with you.
He's not as flat as, like, a guy, you know? Is there some girls, unfortunately, are just nipple?
I know.
And it's oh, man, that sucks. Wonk, yeah. Wonk, like, you have nothing.
Yeah. What's worse, though, is having no ass.
Yeah.
Like, because you could buy tits. You know what
you
I'm saying?
Buy ass.
You can't, but
only
it's not
to a certain
as,
point.
Yeah, and it looks weird. It's like lumpy and weird and stuff. I've seen pictures, but it's you could buy tits, but you should be happy to have, you know.
But it sucks too if you have like a big ass. Sometimes some girls their ass kind of goes into their thighs. You know, it's like it's
true.
Big, but it just goes in a bad
There's
direction.
A word for that. I forgot what they call that. But
yeah,
there's
I think
a certain,
I've heard
yeah,
it too.
Yeah.
Butt Aww. Thighs.
Thunder something, thighs. Something, oh. Yeah.
Bow-legged.
Because the cankles are the bottom, right?
Right, right.
Okay.
Thankles are the top.
We should get off fat people. We're bagging on them.
Thankles are the thighs that merge into the calves.
Okay, no. And then so there's something with the, maybe it's.
We're just bagging on fat people.
That's
now.
Not
we should
nice.
Stop. Yeah,
maybe. Yeah, that's not nice. Because they have the best advice on restaurants.
That's still bagging on them, Dusty.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You're saying all fat people know where food's at?
Like, let's be honest, if you're hungry and you want to know where a good Italian restaurant is or a good Mexican restaurant is, I'd ask somebody who's larger. That's just me. Just me. But.
Yeah, that's true.
that was kind of mean, huh? Sorry. Love you guys. No, seriously, you guys. I love you guys. But yeah, could you imagine? I actually, speaking of the overweight people, I had a friend who got caught with having sex with a girl that he just did not want to get caught having sex with
was
in
this
front
the girl
of a
that
lot
was,
of people.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, what? Good.
I thought you were talking about our friend from earlier who had sex with a girl that was bigger than him.
Bada Bing.
Yeah.
No, I don't know any Bada Bing stories, but no, this is actually one of my high school friends, and there was this one, like, tramp, fat tramp that everybody used to bang. And we used to bang. Like, I said we, oh shit. They used to bang her like by the bungalows, you know?
Wait, so did your friend get
this caught? Was really my friend. I would honestly tell you guys.
Friend.
It's my friend.
Air quotes.
No air quotes on this one, I promise. But no, the whole football team let out and everything, and there was this guy right around the court because we all went back there to smoke weed. We thought we were the only ones that knew about this spot. But yeah, he was back there beating the crap out of this. When I say beaten, like, I'm talking beating pootie. Beating the crap out of her. And then, yeah, he looked. He's like, oh, my God. And we looked at the girl. And we all just clowned. But I feel bad for the girl. Like, because we all walked away laughing. It was mean. Like,
well, she shouldn't be a hoe.
Yeah, high school people could be assholes.
Yeah.
But don't be doing it, you know, looking the way you look on school property.
Yeah, in public.
In public and not expect to get laughed at if you get caught.
Yeah.
You had it coming. Yeah. I'd laugh. I'd point and laugh, take pictures again, and post.
I guess on that note, we should probably get the hell on. What do you guys think?
Getting about that time.
Yeah. I had fun sharing my experiences, crazy sex experiences with you guys.
I'm playing some poker now. Everybody can hear this.
If you like what you heard, check us out at podtalkers.com. Check us out on
errorfm.com.
And iTunes.
Yes. Facebook.
The Oddcast on Facebook.
Yes. And we're having our first official listener party
Yes,
Friday.
Right.
in Bellflower, California. Just Google the Royal Room, R-O-Y-A-L-R-O-O-M in Bellflower. Check it out. Come hang out with the Oddcast. We're going to have a good time. Thank you for checking out the show. We love you. Peace.